بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah we're going to discuss now, we are jumping وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ, because this is a slightly longer surah, it needs more explanation. And وَالْعَصْرِ, you need to understand first to understand the link between وَالْعَصْرِ, because remember we're going backwards. As it will go, the tartib will be وَالْعَصْرِ then وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ. Look at that word وَالْعَصْرِ. That waw we already explained, when the waw comes in the meaning of oath, the word after it will get kasra. So that's why wal asri. Asr means time. But one salah of the day is also called salatul asr. And asr is that salah that after it the day is over. In the ahadith, which is very difficult to understand this issue, it's like this whole world is like what they will say 7 days. And the last day of this world ends on Jummah Asr time. Like what we are now. On Jummah Asr time is the end. Like. But we won't understand this. See, like how many ulama looked at it and then said, okay, there's so many days in the week. So you got 7 days and 7 days by Asr. Trying to say when will Qiyamah come. We're not looking at that day. We are just going to remember this when we read Wal Asri. That Asr, after it, the day is over. So me and you, our Asr means, because Asr means time. But because it has that meaning of Salatul Asr, and Salatul Asr means, after me, the day is over. So when we read by the oath of time, that word time is telling me and you, you only got a little time and your day is over. So this wal asri by the oath of time is not saying time is long. It's trying to say you already reached asr time. And you only got the small gap and you gone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for his ummah. He said the time that the Jews were given as a ummah was very long. He said their example was like the example of someone who works from the morning right till Zuhar. And he said that's the time when it is hot also. It's work. They work so many years, their ummah. He says, but in the ending, the worker when he paid them a certain amount. He said then another nation came, the Christians. They had a much shorter time, much shorter. He said their example was like the example from Zuhar till Asr. It was shorter than the Jews, but it was still long, and it is also a little hot. He said, my ummah Allah Tawarakala made it. They were given the shortest time. It was from Asr till Maghrib. It is the coolest time, the shortest time, but in that time, if they had to do their work right, they were going to get paid more than the other workers. So for this ummah, the word Asr also meant lot. That we only got a Asr to Maghrib period. But for me and you itself, when I read Wal Asri, normally when I translate by the oath of time. And time is huge. But in that word Asr is I'm translating by the oath of time. And which time? The time of Asr. After Asr, time is finished. So in this Wal Asri, there's an indication you are almost done. There's not much time. So it's not an oath that time is huge. It's an oath that there's not much time. Another meaning of this, by the oath of time, is this surah is going to say, whoever came in this world, no matter how wealthy they were, how powerful they were, everyone went in the grave. Tall, tall buildings came down. The zalim oppressor went, the mazloom, the oppressed went. The young man went, the old auntie went. So as though you're telling the person, if you could see the whole history of mankind, by the oath of time, after you look at this whole summary, you will be able to say that time has come up with one conclusion. What is the conclusion? The conclusion is what we're going to see. So one of those two meanings we're going to take either, your time is almost up. Wal asr. That it's asr now. After this maghrib is another day. Meaning the sun is already setting. And that's what asr is. But the man says, start closing business. He already sees the sun. Wal asri means your time is almost up. And it came in the beginning of that last few surahs. Wal asri. Now the sun is setting. Meaning time is almost up. And in the era we're living in, we are actually seeing that this ummah's time has reached asr. We are seeing people entering into the deen of Allah. We are seeing the whole world changing. And once that happens, then it's the end. The end of the Dajjal means the end of this match. After that, believers will pass away. Well, asri was to show that you reached already. So the ummah got an asr. Every individual got an asr. The second meaning is that if you had to take the whole world and ask what's the conclusion, by the oath of time, the conclusion is this. That majority of the world failed. That's... And when you say this majority failed, it makes everyone scared. Because we had in madrasa some teachers, it was known like, and we had certain of their children were like, also friends of the students in madrasa. So after the boys write their exam, they always try to find the ustad's sons, to find out, your father marked the paper. So if the boy says yes, he says, don't tell me my mark. Just tell me like, you'll see the mark sheet, because we have a mark sheet that comes on top. So just tell me on the mark sheet, how many circles are there? That's it. And then the boy will come back and say, no, like majority were circles. Majority failed. If majority failed, sometimes the weak boy will get happy. He say, alhamdulillah. Because it's not only me is in a shout now, it's everybody. But this innal insana, what we're going to read now, we have read it a lot of times. Verily man has failed. When we read it in this world, we don't shiver. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Adam alayhi salam will stand. And the entire progeny of Adam alayhi salam will start coming front. And Adam alayhi salam will say, will be told, it's your job to tell your own children, you go on the right, you go on the left. You go on the right, you go on the left. You go on the right. Right means start walking to Jannah. Left means walk to Jahannam. So it's your children. So the father must. So Adam alayhi salam will ask Almighty Allah, okay, so from all the children in front of me, how many am I going to be putting on my right? How many on my left? And Almighty Allah will say to Adam alayhi salam, that in the line that will come in front of you, it will be about 999. There will be left, 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 left. Then you come to one person, look at him, you go on the right. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on that day, if a man is young and standing in the line, and he sees everyone going left, 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 he said, the young man will become old. That everyone is failing. Everyone is failing. You might think that how come so many failures? Think of the world from the time of Adam alayhi salam till now. How many were believers in Allah? And then from the believers, how many were good believers? And we think, am I also a good believer? Because when you're standing in that line, it's easy when everyone is going in the right, isn't it? You say, I'll just go. But when you're seeing everyone going in the left, imagine in front of you, looking five in front of you, is that one sheikh. Say, I think he's going to make it, he's going to make it. And then suddenly he's also said, go left. And the next person comes, go left. Everyone, because remember, one is Jahannam forever and ever. One is Jahannam for some time. All of it is terrible. Just go left, go left, go left. That surah when we read, wal asr, by the oath of time, meaning the summary of the whole world was, nearly everyone failed. Inna al-insan, inna means? Verily. Insan means? Mankind. See that word, mankind. By the oath of, summary of this world was, indeed, verily, mankind, la means definite, fi means in. And then we look at this word here, khusrun. Khusrun, in Arabic we use the word khusran. Khusran means the man started a business, he had a capital. His father gave him something big. But if the capital is lost, one is you're not making profits. But the person will always ask you, you got the capital saved. And sometimes he comes here, I lost the capital. When the capital is gone, you call it khusran. That you lost everything. The capital that was given to man was what was called fitrat. A natural disposition to pick up right and wrong. It was given to everyone. Sometimes with capital people score. I remember when we were small, there was one story, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I don't believe the stories, but you get stories always. So what happened is, and it's possible in the rich Arab lands, they got so much money, they don't bother. So the father got fed up with his son. And he said, I'm tired of seeing you sitting at home. I'm going to give you a capital, you go and make your own fortune. If you don't want to lose this thing, don't come back to me. Same thing. So how much the father gave him? He must have given him about 5 million. For an Arab, 5 million is not a lot. You go, you buy one property, 5 million, and you start something. This boy was a good for nothing. Like whole life he grew up with his father. So he was upset as he was walking, moving, driving his smart car. He comes to a place where there's an auction. So he looks now, he says, there's an easy way to make money. Buy something, get some workers, make some money. So they were auctioning one very big plant, like very big enterprise. So they, when they speak, they don't speak 5 million, they speak like, in big amounts, like, very high, billions maybe. But for this boy who was never in the market, for him 5 million itself was too much. So when he walks in, like, he walks in and he hears them bidding, like, so one person is hitting on, he says like, 250, other person says, 275, So he's saying they're playing games here, like 275. I'm sitting with 5 million cash there. They're eating on 275,000, 300, 325. So he's, where are they? So he's hearing everyone. So he decided, he said, you're playing games here. He said, 800. Everyone just looked at him like, where you came from? He's like 800,000. He said, I still got a lot behind. And they're talking about big millions. So everyone looked at him and he looked at everyone like, what you're looking at me for? And even that man is looking at him and he says, 800, going one, going, and 800 gone. And everyone's looking at him like, how you took it like? And he's one thing, like, you guys are playing games here. It just happened that there was one group of people who were told, by any account, get this thing. And they just came late. Soon as they entered, they heard the thing is over. Hearing it over, they went straight up to him and said, whatever amount you want, we'll give you what you bought it at and another 5. So he said, okay, take it. And when he saw his check in the ending, I think he would have had a heart attack. Even his father would have had. Now whether that trolley is true, you can't go try it there. You go to one place, say 800. It doesn't work. Normally, we tell people, normally, whenever you see big profits, you must know there's going to be big losses. A lot of boys want to make money fast. They don't realize you only make money fast. If there's some evil, otherwise money don't come fast. Whenever they go for it, lafi khusr, they lose everything. That khusr is what I want you all to think about now when you're going to read Salah. Innal insana. By the oath of time, asr, meaning my life is almost finished. Second, the crux of the world was, everyone, we gave them capital, and they lost it all. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.